is Larry Williams Drive with Rachel Smalley. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
Hello, good evening to you. 5:07. Well, a cattle disease outbreak in South Canterbury has left local farmers trying to figure out exactly what it is they're dealing with. 14 dairy cows have contracted Mycoplasma bovis, a disease that's never been detected here before. Well, Jeff Gwynn is the Director of Response at the Ministry for Primary Industries. Jeff, only one farm known to be affected at this stage, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. 14 cows have tested positive and there's approximately 150 on the property. They're also showing some clinical sign.
Okay, how does it affect cows?
It can cause a range of serious symptoms in cattle, including mastitis, pneumonia, arthritis and late-term abortions. It has no effect on humans and it doesn't affect milk, so it's not a food safety issue.
Is it treatable or do you have to cull the cattle?
There are treatments. At this stage, our focus is containing what we know and determining what if any spreads occurred.
Are you best to cull in this circumstance?
Look, it's a little early to come up with a solution. The reality is we're trying to understand how far it's spread and then we'll explore the options available to us.
If it's such a deadly and highly contagious disease, is it too early to be considering that?
Look, at the moment, as I said, it's about containing what we know, understanding if there has been any spread, then we'll know the size of the problem and give ourselves a sense of how we're going to manage it.
Okay, how are you containing it?
We have restricted place notice in play, which means nothing goes on or off the property. The other thing we're doing is ensuring we surveil the remainder of this property plus the contiguous properties to understand if it's spread.
Any idea how it got here?
We don't know. That we're carrying out, as is our standard practice, we're tracing any of the movements of possible risk goods into the farm and off the farm, but we can't speculate at this stage.
It was my understanding that it's a contact-to-contact disease. That's how it's spread. Is that not the case? So in other words, cattle to cattle?
That is how it is spread. What we don't know is how it got here initially. So
right.
What we're looking at doing in terms of the tracing is understanding what you've just spoken about, which is whether it's spread beyond this farm.
What are the first signs of the disease? What should farmers be looking for?
The disease manifests itself through mastitis, and obviously it can also show symptoms of pneumonia, arthritis and late-term abortions. But if a farmer is unsure, we encourage them to contact their vet.
Yeah, mastitis is pretty common, isn't it?
It is common, and that's part of the challenge.
Okay, how might the export market be viewing this? No issues for humans or the food chain, but what about the export market?
Most of our trading partners have this, and it's not a notifiable disease to the Animal Protection Agency.
Jeff Gwynn, appreciate your time. Director of Response, Ministry for Primary Industries. Thank you.
Smalley.
It's 5:10.